live in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to grow and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. It's yeah. Yeah, lots of diamond rings. The happiness it brings.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cash Flow. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, on this, well, it's the second day of the new year, 2008.
Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, everybody. James Martinez here in California. How you doing, John?
For the second day of this new year.
Yeah. Okay, don't answer that question. Oh, man, I can't believe watching the TV, watching these guys go for it in Iowa, and it's just the total, absolute, fictitious garbage that they're spewing out. I'm just getting a kick out of watching Mitt Romney do his thing. He is absolutely custom-made to be a great, great soap actor, but yeah. That is it. Not a president.
Well, at the age of 60, that's not when you want to enter into acting.
No, but that's he'd be good at it. He's good.
I mean, he is. He's already an actor, a well-paid mm-hmm. actor. I mean, he was
very good,
well-paid
yeah.
for being governor of Massachusetts. You know, I'm looking at this, and the news is just awash with this thing coming up in Idaho, and, you know, all that's fine, I guess. Did I say Idaho? I mean Iowa.
Yeah.
Is it,
right.
Yeah. At any rate, it might as well be in Idaho. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. No Ron Paul coverage on CNN. We're very, very, very little.
Oh,
very little.
Well, and you know, folks, I mean, think about this. Mr. Huckleberry got tapped by the CFR. I think his name is Richard Haas. He sought him out for policy advisement, according to this guy. He's a neocon on the Middle East. I mean, that's like dancing with the devil in the pale moonlight. I mean, it literally is.
Yeah.
And that's the only way that this guy got all the free airtime that he got over the past month is our boys up there. And who comprises the Council on Foreign Relations are politicians themselves, business leaders, corporations, bankers, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Lots of money.
Everybody interested in seeing status quo continue until the little Dutchie boy pulls the plug from the dike and we all drown. It's business as usual. They've been hanging on to this Wall Street cheerleading crap for so long. I'm looking at the news. All I had to do is watch the stock market the first day it was open in the new year. Down the old toity.
Yeah, but wait a minute. Don't worry. We have Susie Orman coming on and Larry King Live tonight to talk to us all about financial advisory and what you need to do this year. And I would say to everybody in this audience, mute your volume if you have to watch that.
Now,
don't even bother listening.
Larry King and Susie Orman, now I've said this before, Jewish people understand the banking system, okay? Mm-hmm. I would have a tendency to say if you believe that this matrix is not crumbling, then you listen to Susie Orman. That
right.
you hang on every one of her words. But I've got I've got something here to report. Susie
nice.
Orman is just a front dummy for the financial concern inside this country.
That is correct.
So I mean,
absolutely correct.
You expect her to get on Larry King and say, "Hey, Larry, what these wing nuts out there have been saying is absolutely true. This economy is going to crash, and there's not a damn thing we can do about it." If I saw Susie Orman doing that, it would probably be post-lobotomy if she could speak
right.
at all. All right.
Right.
We'll be right back, folks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores, buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday, and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
As I look at the business climate out there, what a resounding way to start off 2008. I'm trying to get the market numbers here, but gold, of course, has just hit an all-time high. And I'm getting conflicting numbers here, so bear with me. But apparently, gold has surpassed the $850 mark, and I think that was the last time it hit 850, which was an all-time record high here in the States. That was back in 1980, I do believe it was, and we have surpassed that. The financial gurus, the cheerleaders for Wall Street on their financial shows, were asking the question, gee, is gold going to hit $1,000? You know, folks, you don't have to be an economic wizard, nor do you have to be a rocket scientist to know that gold is going to well surpass $1,000 an ounce.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's just absolute garbage. I mean, I'm looking at a bunch of things in the marketplace out there, and ain't none of it very good. For instance, the Chinese currency hit a new high against the U.S. dollar on Wednesday, that's today. Mm-hmm. The Chinese currency has appreciated against the greenback by about 12% since the new currency regime was imposed in July of 2005. It climbed almost 7% against the dollar in the past year, but some U.S. critics had said it remained severely undervalued. Well, Chinese trade plus, surplus is over 52% in the first 11 months of 2007 to $238 billion. $238 billion. That's the trade deficit, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That is what is going out of this country into the pockets of the red Chinese, the communist little friends across the globe. And let's put it this way. That means manufacturing, which they came out with the figures today. Oh, there was a slight increase in December in manufacturing. No, there wasn't. Even their unemployment numbers they're putting out are fictitious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's such a disgusting game. I'll make you people a bet. Whatever we're talking about on this program, by the time they do the soft landing, and that's manipulating the facts and trying to skew the figures with all their supposed experts, you can listen to this program, and 2 or 3 weeks later, maybe even out 4 weeks, you'll hear the talking heads on these financial shows kind of hedging around what we talk about today, yesterday, what we're going to talk about tomorrow. It doesn't matter. Folks, we got the inside track on this thing. We know exactly what's going on in the financials.
Oh, very inside track. I might add that some information that was forwarded to me today, John, that I was going to read on the air, and I'm going to refrain from that because it's of such a serious nature having to do with this massive financial issue that I'd have to discuss it with you first. It's that important. I made some phone calls this morning to New York, another one into Washington D.C. To find out what the counterintelligence was on this, as far as the disinformation they're going to be putting out about this. But
does it have anything to do with Henry Paulson?
Yes, it does.
About him getting shot?
Yes, it does.
Okay. I have seen that information. I called Christopher Story's office in England right before this program, and mm-hmm. I am not getting an answer.
Okay, because that's what I want to talk to you about. I had the whole thing, and I looked at that, and I made some calls because I know they'd put in double for him, and that would be a major, major, massive cover-up that they would be orchestrating. And if it is true, if it is not true, most important thing for this audience to understand is how they do and can keep the control going mm-hmm. with the media, and allowing yourselves, when you're dealing with any media entities, to understand that it's suggestive by nature, and that this show is here designed for you to educate and kind of debunk or decode that. So it's very important that people understand that, because I say that over and over again, because it's really the key to the kingdom.
Just in case it is true, folks, we're damned if we do and we're damned if you don't, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've attempted, as I said, to confirm this story prior to confirmation. Here's the information that we have, and this is coming from directly from Christopher Story from England. He writes that Henry Paulson, Secretary of the United States Treasury, died today from gunshot wounds suffered as described in this report. The State Department have confirmed this to sources in touch with the service. We do not know, and it may never be known, whether Paulson was shot dead in the course of his duty. I don't know what that would mean, but given that he had continually committed gross treason in time of war and had repeatedly, we are informed, they put in parentheses, been warned of the consequences if he did not cease and desist. Now, let me see. It should be added in the interest of justice that although Paulson committed the financial crimes described in these reports with great arrogance, it is also the case that he did these things at the urging and the collusion with the Bush crime family, as every informed observer is well aware. Now, it was also reported to us that following our revelation in this report below, the Bhutto assassination was assassinated by the CIA-controlled Special Forces team. Scotland Yard, which you may have already heard on the news, is starting to investigate her murder. The text of the report is left unaltered, and here's an update, 6 p.m., that would be jolly old England time. They say we have received separate confirmations from military sources that the figure of 127 stated for the number of targets in the United States, excluding Europe, is accurate. Now, they're talking literally about a hit list, okay?
Yeah, oh yeah.
We have also just learned that the fire at the Bush family property in Odessa, Texas, was associated with a further Special Forces operation to retrieve Bush family documents hidden there, and on the story goes. Now, folks, before you jump off the deep end, I'm going to give you some websites, and you can track this for yourself. Worldreports.org, that is Chris Story's site. Also, International Currency Review and World Reports Limited. Now, again, let me emphasize, I have not confirmed this with Christopher Story. As I said, I tried to call his office. He is out. I don't know where he's out at. But as soon as we get confirmation on this story, whether it is true or it is not true, you will hear it on this program. But, you know.
But I would like to say one thing, though. Is it possible? Absolutely. Could they pull it off? Absolutely. Whether or not it's true or not, I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, this is one of these things, folks, because we do not have, I mean, we've got some good connections, but I don't have a phone number I can pick up to a friendly inside the Pentagon or even the White House. One of these days we will.
But, that's right around the corner.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you know, it's the case with these stories. Like I said, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Right.
Okay, so in the interest, and again, let me emphasize that this has not been yet confirmed, okay? It's also been stated that Poppy Bush was arrested a couple of days ago. I have spoken about this on my own program, the National Intel Report. I was wondering, with all the crimes that George Bush has committed, him along with Dick Cheney, Paulson, and the whole neocon crew that's his cabinet, that they should be arrested. Well,
remember I said, like, maybe less than a week ago, I said the gentleman that came to you regarding that amount of money that was talking about the restructuring of real estate and so forth, that another contact met with me out here and said there's going to be a big cleanup. Big cleanup. We're talking massive. And if this is true, this is definitely obviously a
well. And let's put this in
piece
context.
Of that.
Let's put this in context, James. That folks, think about this: the people that weren't necessarily part and parcel of the international banksters, the Bank of International Settlements, or the IMF, or World Bank, or whatever. Okay, the people that were in the matrix that were making money in that system and made a heck of a lot of money. They are not going to let their money sit with the fictionalized reserve systems that they have out there, the fractionalized reserve banking, because this whole thing is going to go down. Now, their idea is to make available money that is going to be backed by commodity, gold, silver, precious gems, you name it. Okay, it's not backed by the faith and credit of these charlatans that parade around as being bankers, which they are not. They are nothing but loan sharks. And that, again, runs contrary to what you have been institutionalized and propagandized with all of your life, that the banks are they're rock solid. There's how everybody does business. And we can't have any shenanigans in something like this, not as important as the banking system. Well, folks, we're here to tell you that the scam has been going on for almost 100 years inside this country and outside this country for a lot longer. The long-range goals and stated plans of these clowns are simply this. We want world government, and by golly, we're going to have it. Now, that's their stated goals. That's what they have been working toward for a long, long time. Conspiracy theory? No, a conspiracy fact. That is a fact. Now, what were these people, James, going to do with this money that they have? Are they going to leave it on board the Titanic and wave goodbye at it? If they had a position or a seat in the lifeboat? Of course they're not. They're going to take that money and they're going to move it into the markets and do things with it, folks, that heretofore you have never, ever, ever, ever in your life been witness to. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be exciting.
Definitely be exciting. That is for sure.
Yeah, and what's really surprising is a lot of people out there aren't looking for solutions. I'm looking long term. I use the same, not the same psychology per se, but I take some hints from the ne'er-do-wells that want to form global governance. They've been working on this for a couple of hundred years. We need to start thinking longer term. What we have been conditioned to do is to be knee-jerk reactionist with no solutions to the problems that we didn't create in the first place.
Right.
But let me tell you something. People that have that money out there, they have been looking at this. They have seen it coming. and they're getting ready to do something with their money is, like I said, heretofore, folks, you've never witnessed in your lifetime on this planet. Let's take this break, James. I'm John Statmuller, James Martinez. This is Cash Flow, folks. You get the straight skinny from us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Also, by the way, on this story, there was an arson attack on the Bush family property in Odessa. Separately, the Midland Reporter-Telegram filed a report on 28 December that a fire was reported at 3 o'clock in the morning on Thursday the 27th. I guess that would be a few hours after midnight, Thursday the 27th. Two days after Christmas. December at the property in Odessa, Texas, owned by the Bush family. According to the Odessa Fire Marshal, Detra White, the Bush property is and was located at 4919 University Boulevard on the University of Texas and the Permian Basin campus. The property, which had been converted into a museum, is leased from the university. The wooden house was charred around the front door, the edges of the roof, with the front door, its surrounding area completely destroyed, and the attic severely degraded by fire. Now, the rest of the property itself sustained extensive smoke and fire damage. The City of Odessa Public Information Coordinator Andrea Goodson and Dietra White told the newspaper that it had been determined that the fire was an arson attack and that an investigation was underway. Now, this has major implications, one of which...
Major.
One of which...
Major.
One of which, of course, You know, if we were a little bit bigger out there with our voice, James, we put this story out and beat the controlled media to this. What I'm hoping to do here, ladies and gentlemen, is become big enough that we embarrass these clowns by all their...
It's in the works, everybody.
All their collusion and all of their silence regarding important information that the American people need to know.
If this is true, this is such one of the biggest stories in the last 5 years.
Oh, absolutely.
This is huge.
And you know, I'm not buying the thing about national security because Bush himself was not hurt. The story goes, folks, we might as well have a little fun with this while we can. It was also reported.
I like the horse's head.
That's what I was going to go to next. Reports that President George Bush Jr. found a severed head's horse inside his bed at Crawford, Texas before Christmas. They say, again, are hereby confirmed. The head was severed from one of Bush Jr.'s most prized and cherished horses, worth an estimated $350,000. Story says the editor does not watch films, but knows that a severed head's horse was used in a similar fashion in a film called The Godfather. Now, who's behind this? Well, it's believed that Russian intelligence was behind this, and that there are high-level feuds going on right now. Now, you saw a little bit of this.
That's for certain.
Now, you saw a little bit of this with Vladimir Putin sending nuclear materials to Iran for their ongoing nuclear program. And there has been not a whole lot said in the news about this. But, folks, if you look at the stage play going on out there, Israel, Middle East, our support of Israel, Palestine, look... Folks, we need to get the heck out of the Middle East. A lot of people are pointing at this Budo thing as, well, reasons why the U.S. should be more involved.
Right, they're using that whole thing.
Sure they are.
Ah, it's awful.
And I'll tell you what, I don't care if Pakistan has nuclear weapons. They don't have any more than the United States. Pakistan, I don't care what regime is in there, would not be stupid enough to make a move against the United States. Nobody on this planet would, folks. We went to task with Russia. Remember the Cold War? Remember John F. Kennedy, the Bay of Pigs thing? The nuclear question has come up before, but if you notice something, not one nuclear missile was launched, because even the people in the Kremlin, as well as the United States here, understand that you start not launching nuclear weapons,
nobody wins.
That's it.
It's over for everybody.
That's right. It's a no-win scenario. I mean, nuclear war, folks, is real hard on the furniture and human life. You know, and you can't occupy it for X number of years, and it gets real nasty and real ugly. Nobody has stooped to that. And
this story, to me, it hit me hard because, just as I mentioned a week before, I was told, not how, but there's going to be a big cleanup coming. And as far as that moving forward, I'm interested to see how this plays out.
Well, on my other program, folks, I had made mention of the fact that I am not in favor of military coups because that's what third world nations do. But I asked and posed the question why, say, the Marines do not march into the Oval Office and immediately place George Bush, Dick Cheney, and anybody else they can catch going down the hallway into custody for treason against this country.
Even taking their oath.
Look, James, for a minute, let's put aside the argument about he lied about Afghanistan and Iraq to get us into that mess. It can be proven. George Bush's collusion on the SPP deal and the North American Union. That is treason. Okay, on that one subject, without muddying up with any political stuff, geopolitical, right, wrong, indifferent, we should support what George is doing to fight terrorism in the Middle East. Forget all of that stuff. That's too politically charged. Here's the very basic and simple question. Did the President of the United States commit treason with his involvement with Fox and the Prime Minister of Canada through these SPP agreements, which is another stepping stone to the North American Union, which is the mirror of the European Union? Question, did George Bush commit treason? Answer, unequivocally, yes.
Yeah, he should have been out of there a long time ago.
He should have been.
Long time ago.
He should have been, and, you know, if this holds up, we may not see Bush finish out his term. But don't worry, Dick Cheney ain't going to be there either. Now, everybody hold their collective sighs, because guess what that puts in office as President of the United States? None other than Nancy Pelosi. God help us all. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com, and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee 37371.
By the way, James, I have been remiss here. I'll make the admission on air. I did not contact the people to get copies of Maxed Out in this office for sale. Mm-hmm. Freedom to Fascism, they've been flying out of this place by the hundreds and thousands, but Maxed Out and the other one, what was the title of the other one?
In Debt We Trust.
There we go. Danny Schlechter's film.
We need to get copies, though, huh?
Yes.
We need to get some of those.
We need to get some copies of that. I got a letter here from a gentleman. He is in, if perchance you happen to read this on air, you can mention either my name or my hometown, Milwaukee, to relate the story to your audience, but please, sir, not both. Okay. Let's just call it Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A gentleman writes in to me. He said, "I witnessed an interesting head-scratching last night." Well, this is now about 2 weeks ago. The head-scratching was by someone working at Blockbuster Video. Several days ago, maybe 10 or so, a caller to one of the programs in RBN mentioned that he had been to Blockbuster hoping to rent Maxed Out. He was told that the DVD had been stolen. Not long after that, I stopped at Blockbuster and asked if I could rent the DVD maxed out. I was told that it had been stolen. There were no plans to order another copy. Last night, I had the time to invest in an attempt to find a copy of Maxed Out, so I went to a different Blockbuster, barely out of my way, and found out that they had used to have a copy, but it had been stolen. I had asked where the nearest Blockbuster was, not including the first one, and then proceeded to go there. So now he's on his trek into the third Blockbuster. I asked the man at the desk if they had a copy of it. He said they did and directed me to it. I was quite hopeful as the guy not only knew they had a copy, but knew where it was right offhand. I brought the cover to the front of the store. Guess what? It was empty. That's right. The DVD had been stolen right out of the cover. But I was in luck because they had a second copy. The fellow asked me if that copy was behind the first one. I told him that it wasn't. He said, "That's strange." And then he looked in a big drawer and fumbled through a dozen or so cases. No luck. He went to the drawer below, fumbled through cases and found, drumroll please, another empty case of Maxed Out. Yes, they had
They're maxed out on Maxed Out, huh?
Yes, they
don't
had,
even have any.
They had two copies, and they had both been stolen. Interesting, they do leave the cases behind when they steal them. I suppose it's easier to steal the disc alone. Now, he drives to another, to one other place, and was told by the woman working there that they had had it at one time. And she wasn't positive why they were no longer had a copy, but speculated that both copies, yes, it happened twice, were rented and kept long enough that the renter became the owner with subsequent charge and a credit card. I then decided to call a few Blockbusters instead of driving to them. Several of the places said they never had it. Another place said that they used to have it, but no longer do. There are a good dozen or so more Blockbusters in my area. And guess what? None of them have copies of Maxed Out.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to get them here. That's for sure.
That's
I will
right.
call the director up. I will sort it out with the distributors in New York. And I think that story is it's just the irony of it all just kills me. But the fact that it's not in there and it's been available in Blockbuster before. And he went to four places?
Yeah.
Four or five?
Well, more. And he called on more. But here's my scenario on this. One of two plausible explanations. One, that people rent the thing and they keep it for such a long time, running other copies. And yes, there are copy guards that you can defeat copy guarded material. I will not tell you how that's done because I don't want to be in collusion with ripping off and, the copyright infringement type deal. But I will say that it is possible. Now, that's a possibility that people keep this movie because it's so hot of a thing. They just want to keep showing it, and they just want to have it. And it's a possibility Blockbuster does have a policy that after X number of days, they consider it yours. And if you do not take it back within 30 days, you're charged the full amount for it. If you take it back before 30 days, you pay a one-time late fee, just a couple of bucks at any rate. The other possibility that is an information purge that slipped through the I don't want to use the term censors at Blockbuster because nobody in their right mind would ever censor material that the American people should have, even though they have to pay for it to get it.
Right. Of course.
Absolutely.
Right.
But there is a possibility as well that the information that was available to the public has been purged from the system. But like
That's
you
true.
Said,
and
James,
also,
but like
go
you
ahead.
Said, I was just going to say, it'll be here. We will have that for sale.
Oh, we'll get it. And I want to let everybody know, too, that that particular movie, not only should your – if you're in college right now, you should be asking – telling your economics professors, your student body all to watch that because the students of this country are just getting thrashed by the credit card companies, and you need to know because it does a close-up about college students that commit suicide over the credit card issue.
Mm-hmm.
And some of you, I know, because I've spoken to you, have school loans and credit card debt. You're getting ready to do something about it now. But I know when I'm spiking to one or two of you or three or four, I should really be timesing that probably by millions and know that all of you are in the same boat in that area. There is never any reason, because I know you students have called, I've spoken to you guys, stop worrying about how you're going to do it because you do have a way of doing it. And you need to like wrap yourself around the problem in a completely new way and understand that you got duped. You've been had, you were set up. especially if it started in college. You were set up that way. You weren't given the full story. You can blame a lot of things, but forget the blaming. Educate each other. Make sure your professors and student body know about this. And you will be able to get a copy from here.
All righty. Let's go to the phones. Richard in Alabama. Hello, Richard.
Hey, Richard.
I want to tell you about an experience my friend had. He just lost a $100 bill. He went to the utility department to pay his electric bill with a $100 bill.
Uh-huh.
And it was one of those old bills from back in the 70s or 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And they marked it with the counterfeit marking pen. And they're trained that if the mark is dark and persistent, that it's likely a counterfeit. So they called the police, and the police looked at the bill and said, we'll send it off to the Secret Service. They wrote my friend a receipt for the $100, and they sent it away to the Secret Service, and then we find out it's not ever going to come back.
Well, and let me venture a guess here. Was it a silver certificate?
No, I don't think so. It was just an ordinary bill from back in the Carter days.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm at a little bit
of... It's a $100 bill.
Yeah, okay, but I'm at a little bit of a loss here why they would mark a $100 bill as being possibly counterfeit.
Because the old money,
was
the paper used for
real.
The old money, makes the marker show up darker than the paper used in the new money.
Okay.
And
right,
so,
but it's
still, caller, I'm still a little bit confused, Richard, because neither one of those bills are worth a damn.
Right, it's all counterfeit anyway.
Well, he has it. He lost it. He's got to go get more money to pay his electric bill.
Oh, well, he should invoice the Secret Service. They can just create one out of thin air and send him one.
There you go.
Well, now you're not saying anything that's of any benefit to him. But I'm just saying. If people have old money, and you're going to spend it, it's best to do it at the bank where they can detect real counterfeits rather than just old money. But these clerks at the various businesses, they just follow the instructions that come along with the marking pen. And if it shows up dark and persistent, they call the police and you lose your money.
Well, I don't know of what assistance we can be to your friend, Richard, but...
you can just put the news out to people that if you've got a stash of old cash, turn it in at the bank. Don't try to pass it at the Walmart.
Okay. Well, let me determine. It's yet to be determined what we're talking about the old money. We're not talking about the money, the new bills that are out. It's the old style $100 bill, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Not the one with the oversized portraits on it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. That's the case. I'm asking you, Richard.
Yeah.
I'm asking you a question. Is it the old style $100 bill, or
yeah.
is oh, it
old.
Is? Okay, all right. So if you take this to and where are these instructions? Has it been determined where are these?
Oh, it's on the package that the pen comes in.
Okay, and now
when you buy the pen, it has a package with instructions.
Okay, all right. Now this pen, I'm not quite sure. Under what authority? I mean, is this something you go to Walmart and buy, or is this something that's sent to them?
You buy it at the office supply store.
Okay, and supposedly this is a pen that shows that something may be phony, and the instructions are to call the Secret Service.
It's a marker.
Okay, great. All right. Okay.
And you can call a bank and confirm this, that the old money makes a more persistent, darker.
Okay.
Insane.
Well, I'll tell you something. Remember when the Bill Clinton $3 bills were running around and George Bush $3 bills? Remember those, Richard?
Well, they're probably worth $5 or $10 by now.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was on an airplane trip and I was in some airport in Texas. I even forget where it was. It was so long ago. But at any rate, I presented one of those $3 bills at a cash register in one of these little things in these little shops inside the airport. And the girl took the bill. And she was going to give me change on it. So they may be marking old-style $100 bills, but I'll tell you what, I was shocked and amazed. I told the girl at the register, I said, that wasn't a real bill. She looked at it again. She was a little confused. And I says, now, before you make any calls or raise a ruckus about this, me trying to pass bad money, it's going to, of course, have to be mentioned that you accepted the bill and you're going to give me change on that bill. So it's best to keep your mouth shut. I was just having giggles and funds, but she was about ready to take this seriously and pick up the phone and call for me trying to pass phony cash only after I pointed it out to her. And I had the change from the $3 bill that I'd given her. I said, before you lose your job, you better may want to think twice about making that call. All right. Hey, Richard, thanks. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, Richard.
All righty.
Wow. Unusual. Yeah, I will get copies for those videos that people have called in or emailed in. I will see to it that we have a supply here because it's all important that all of you guys get access to that information.
By the way, I had spoken to the, I think it was the chairman for the Travis County Ron Paul Get Up thing here. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to have him on the National Intel Report tomorrow. And today on my show, I'm going to have Bev Harris on the program. And this is about the voting fraud out. No, excuse me. Well, I got a little frog that's trying to jump out of my throat. She is the one that's heading up this thing about the computerized balloting and voting out there. So I'm going to have her on the program today, just so a heads up for you folks out there. Very interesting. Let me see if I can bring up some financial news here. It's not good. I can tell you that much, folks. The first day of the new year ain't looking real good. Oh, the Dow's only down 213 points. NASDAQ only off 40. TSX Gold, by the way, it's up $21.62. The United States dollar is hovering around 75 and some change. But
what's it for? What's its exchange with the London pounds? What is it for?
London, the pound sterling. Let's bring that up. I can't read their doggone chart. Let me file that away for future reference. Let me go back to the gold price here. I'll have to figure out how their graph goes. Gold today, folks, going for $856.70. Up $23.40. Now, this is a record. I want you people to mark this down in your little memorization book. Never forget this day, January 2nd, 2008, because this is an all-time record for gold in this country. And, folks, it's just broken that 850 barrier. Now, remember that it went up to 850 not too long ago. Oh, that's right, and $850 in 1980. Only after they jacked up the interest rates, you know, that's the cost of you using their usury money. And it was over $850 and some change back then. There we knew the reason why. But everything is just hunky-dory in the global marketplace today. Then here's the question. Why is gold at $856.70 right now if everything is hunky-dory? I don't see. They're lowering interest rates. What's going on here, James?
Yeah, it's just more heads on the chopping platter. I would say for everybody, look, if all of you have just finished your holiday shopping, I know I've gotten a lot of email from people inquiring about what to do and how they're going to do it and what to expect and so forth. Listen, if you have unsecured debts, you're in over your head. It is the start of the new year. You want to create and change your life for the better. You may dial the following number. It's 888-213-7655. That will give you an overview with the gentleman we work here, Brad Daly, with Court Mediation Services. You may listen to that. Or if you need to reach me, please email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, and I will let you know how to handle that particular situation. Because here's the key for everybody that I've spoken to that is now on their way and working with Brad. You have to start thinking differently than you ever thought before. You have to start planning differently your financial life, how you will spend money, how you will budget, everything. And hopefully every day we'll be able to give you the most accurate information we can get about the financial issues that are going on.
Yeah, folks, here's the bottom line. You're not going to be able to change the world and its finances, but you can change your approach to the financial system that has been set up.
This is absolutely.
This is the important difference. What we're suggesting and what we are offering you is an alternative to the same old, same old. Now, the question is, do you have the guts? Do you have the knowledge that would tell you, do you know that this is perfectly legal to discharge these credit cards? Did you know that? Here's a more important question. Do you believe me when I tell you that? Okay, well then.
Yeah, that's really what it is right there.
There it is. Same with you, James.
Right.
When they do call you, they've got mounds and mounds of skepticism.
Oh, yeah, and I understand the skepticism, and I understand their particular situation, because there's a lot of information out there. There's a lot of disinformation, too, and there's a lot of situations where you can get in, where you can get yourself in trouble as well, and I've discussed those in the past. However, the thing is, everybody, you've got to wrap yourself around the facts of it. Again, get a copy of Freedom of Fascism. Review these other movies if you can find them. I will do my best to get them. Make sure you can get them on this network for yourselves. I didn't realize that was such an issue. I'm kind of surprised by that. I think the director will be happy about it. Wow, they're selling out. Maybe.
Well, maybe not. Right. But I think the people that listen to this network have been going to Blockbuster. And I had a similar experience here in Central Texas trying to locate a copy of this. I mean, it was absolutely crazy. I had to go to three different stores. And all of them said, by the way, oh, yeah, we have a copy. Well, the third one I called, I said, do me a favor, go lay your physical hands on this copy and then get back to the phone. All right, folks, we want to make sure that you've got copies of Maxed Out. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yeah, folks, gee, James, I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, if people are not believing what we are telling them, and they are not making your phone ring to explore that wonderful possibility that if I'm strangling with credit card debt right now, that I have some people literally at my fingertips that I can contact and verify that this is a real deal. Folks, you know, think of it this way. You're a passenger on board the Titanic. You're going down. Somebody has space in a lifeboat specifically for you. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to hang on to the deck until you have to jump into the freezing water and you're dead within 2 minutes?
Remember what I said? Yeah. Learned helplessness.
There you go.
That's what this is about.
Orchestrated
by mass media, social conditioning, and all the things that go together. It's the Shawshank Redemption Syndrome. As you so perfectly stated, because that is exactly right.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised still. I mean, I've talked to many people, John, since this broadcast started, and they know it's wrong. They know they're screwed. They have a way out. But they stand
suicide
there.
Suicide is not an option. Wait a minute here.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying it's the most peculiar thing. Like I've mentioned, I've talked to psychiatrists, psychologists, and I said, what is that? How do you do that? Does that mean when somebody's house is on fire, they may stand in the doorway? He said, well, in some cases, yeah, because there's attachments to old behavior patterns. There's fear. It's all this I'm going into the unknown. What am I going to do? They're all worried that they don't have the ability themselves to survive.
It's this dependency issue.
It's a lot of dependence. People are completely dependent on if something goes wrong, the credit card or bank will be there. They're not there. They're not going to be there. Yeah. Even if they are there, they're going to nail you for it later.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what they do. Hey, that's all they've ever done.
Let me take this call quickly from Louisiana. Jake, no? He dropped. Okay, I suppose I got to him a little late here. All right.
Sorry, Jake.
Call in another day. It was a follow-up call, by the way, on the story about the $100 bill. I don't know. Maybe this is a big thing in Louisiana. I don't know. At any rate, folks, there's one group of people that, well, they're crazy enough to run into burning buildings, and that's firemen. Well, they get paid to do that. But it's also their passion for not only a paycheck. I mean, my gosh, if you wanted to risk your life, I'm sure there's higher paying jobs than becoming a fireman to get paid to run into burning buildings and burning houses. Aside from that, they love their work very much, and they are very much committed to it, and they believe in it. So are we, folks. We're committed to the sanctity and the security and the ongoing great experiment here called the Republic. Oh, that's right. I'm talking about the United States of America. Get out the rule book. Read it. By the way, for you and your listeners out there, we have a special offer for you. And you know what? I'm not going to offer it today. I'll offer that tomorrow. I'm going to put in a tease.
You sound like a credit card company right there.
Yeah. Yes, you're pre-approved.
Get
back with me tomorrow.
Let me run your credit report first, damage you, and then maybe I'll give it to you. Right?
Yeah, there you go. Folks, I guess that'll do it for us today. I hear the music. James, we shall see you tomorrow. By the way, do me a favor. I'm going to call you right after the program.
Right on.
Okay. Folks,
take care, buddy. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. That'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of Cash Flow. Are you believing us yet? Have you made that call? Check it out. 888-213-7655. After you listen to Brad Daly's recorded message, dial 877-331-0626. We ain't playing around. We're serious. Are you serious about your credit card debt? Make the call. Find out. We'll see you tomorrow.
Since 19-